right, we're gonna go straight into our second presenter. We are very blessed to have a VIP among us, Robert Sundell, who was acknowledged as a 50-year member of ESA. And he is a retiree from GE Global Research Center. I was chatting with him a little beforehand, but you get to hear the full story. So, okay. Help me welcome Robert.
Okay. When you work with a large, when you work in the research department of a large multinational company, they have several businesses, and you're often moved from one business to another. So, with my background in aerodynamic fluid mechanics, did a lot of work in the aircraft engine business and also in power systems. But in my last, I was there for about 30 years. My last year and a half. They assigned me to GE Appliance, and they wanted to make washers more efficient so that they would get a Energy Star value. And of course, here's my chance to do something to protect the environment. You know, as far being in the as part of a company, and the big factor well, I should mention those guys who never helped their wife with a washer. This is a washer basket which spins, and there are holes in it to extract water. And this is the tub which holds the water, so you get the feel. And as it spins, of course, you're forcing water out, yay or off the top. So that's we're talking mainly. GE had. This was 20 years ago. GE's kind of medium and low-end washer had a injection-molded plastic basket, and basically had a fixed spin speed, 625. And there's a great advantage in getting the water out of the clothes during the spin cycle because the laundry. Rotating laundry is extremely energy inefficient, also time consuming. So the purpose of the project was to, how do you increase the amount of water you can spin out? Because this would save money in the dryer, and you get you get credit for that in the washer. And the question then would say, well, why not just spin faster? Well, it's a low-end washer, medium to low-end washer. That means you'd have to, the gear train would have to be upgraded. The plastic basket probably wouldn't take the higher spin speed. So it's problems. They mean retooling the factory, and they didn't want to do that. So to move on here, let me make sure I get this. Here we go. Just to show you. The modified energy factor is the washer basket volume divided by hot water energy, which we're not going to consider here. The mechanical energy, which is roughly about 10% of the total, the hot water and the dryer energy are about 40-50 balanced. But and the mechanical energy of the motors is a small compared to that. So you can see if you can reduce the dryer energy by extracting more water out during the spin, you're going to increase the efficiency of the washer. A measurement of the water that's in the clothes is called retained moisture content, RMC, which is the wet weight minus dry weight, divided by dry, normalized by the dry weight. And DOE has strict guidelines for comparing washers from different manufacturers. So there's standard 50-50 cotton polyester cloths, test cloths, which are used for the experiments. So the objectives, determine a washer basket design, you know, with a plastic basket in this case, injection molded, to reduce the RMC of clothing for the final spin cycle, study the physics of water extraction from clothing during the spin cycle, spin speed, closed load, detergents, a number and size of holes, etc., basket configuration, in order to get a Energy Star rating. So, a simple model of the water retention in clothing was in a paper by Preston, Nimkar, and Gudava, I believe it's pronounced, basically held three different ways: hydrates of the molecules, the fibers, solution of non-crystalline molecules of the fibers. You're not going to get much of that out during the spin, but the bulk of it is capillary water, which is held in the spaces, in the fibers of the clothing. And this is a simple model from maybe high school physics of a capillary tube, where you see the water drains out till you get a balance between the surface tension holding the water in and the G-force pushing it out. You come down to some equilibrium value, and this just shows typical fibers, probably capillary channels in the fiber and also in between clothes. And the facilities we used for the test, there's the GE washer, which had a fixed speed of 635 RPM, about 100 G. We also used a Omicron horizontal washer, which had an AC controlled motor, which we go from 600 RPM up to 1000 RPM. And in addition, we devised a spin tube which fit inside this horizontal washer. And this allowed us to look at varying conditions on the end cap, typical end cap, which would be the basket wall in this case, change this number of holes, etc., just to do different experiments. So we just an example of this simple model. If you have two clothes loads, 4 pound and an 8 pound, kind of thinking of a core taken out of here, you can see that the water is drained out from the top. It's our saturated cloth to a certain level. It's the same level in both clothes loads. So obviously when you're normalized by the dry clothes, you're going to get a lower retained moisture content for higher loads. And if you do a simple experiment, indeed that is what you find. Clothes load goes up, retained moisture content percentage goes down. It's just different RPMs. Then we decided to change the number of holes and the size of the holes in this end cap, in the spin tube. So we started with several holes. This is a ratio of the hole area to the total area of the cap. And as we decreased the number of holes and the size of the holes, there's a bit of scatter. It's for two different spin times. But you see, we got way down to one single 3/32nd hole in the middle. And that's that last data point. And then we plugged that hole, and it went up to retained moisture content about 260. So there weren't any leaks, basically, in the system. So what does that tell you? It says that the resistance to getting water out of the clothes is within the clothes itself. Once the water gets out of the clothes, it'll find its way out of the basket. There's usually a taper, it'll come out. So the resistance is in the clothes itself. So that's some of the things we learned. Oh, also, we put a detergent. Most of the tests were just cold water at 60 degrees. We put a detergent in, reduced the surface tension from 73 to 20, roughly, joules per centimeter. You can see it drops down consistent with the model, as you would expect. You get more retained moisture content decreases if you have a surfactant. Okay, well, let me go back. With the spin tube, we finally put a 5/8 inch rib across, diametrically across the spin tube, just to try some ideas, because we saw some things in baskets that might have an effect. And with that, we dropped the RMC by 25% with a simple rib across the diametric. So, let's see what happens in a washer. So, with a vertical washer, we put a half-inch tubing spaced roughly inch apart to see what, to basically simulate ribs. And we also, in the horizontal washer, we ran it both ways. We ran it around circular and also down in the same way with the horizontal washer. same spacing, same tubes. And we ran both directions here, this way and circular. And we got consistent results all the way. One of the things great was things really fit together. So what did we find? We found that without ribs, this is the curve of retained moisture content as you go out RPM. With the ribs, the curve drops down. About 20% more water is taken out. And basically what this shows, this is the key slide. This says we can do, adding ribs to the wash basket is a way to get more water out from the spin. Of course, this is, GE really loved this because they just had to change the mold for the plastic basket as opposed to major tooling modifications of the factory. So they really liked this. Oh, and very interesting. So we had vertical ribs, they come out with a product. And I used to see them in Lowe's. I would see this, this was 20 years ago, but for several years I'd see the basket with the ribs in it. And it saved them a substantial amount of money because of just changing the mold and in order to meet the energy requirements. Oh, and another interesting thing, they always do a survey of customer survey, what they thought of the washer with these ribs. And they said they liked it. It reminded them of a washboard. And of course, it didn't have anything to do with washing. But anyway, so, okay, what's going on here? If you look at this is a model of possible pathways through the clothing. You have the surface tension on the top holding the water in, the G-force trying to drain the water out, and of course, smaller capillaries you get it retains the water more. But in addition, you have a capillary effect at the exit. So against the rib, when you're spinning, it reduces this, reduces the meniscus, and so you have a kind of a wicking action at the rib, and we think this is what's happening with the ribs. And we did I got a example here. We did a lab bench experiment with this, hanging clothes from a wire. Got 1G here, surface tension holding it up, water. Now what we did, there's three different tests, 15 minute. We hung it in the lab, 15 each case. First case, we just hung it for 15 minutes, and you can see, looking at 1, 2, 3, and 4, this is what you get for retained moisture content just hanging in the lab. Then we, as a control, we put a clamp on it and then released it just to squeeze the water out in the bottom, and came down a little bit. Then, to simulate the ribs, put a clamp and held it a whole 15 minutes, and you can see what the effect is. So this again gives you indication that there's a wicking effect. Then we hung it up again, the top curve 5 and 6, and clamped it on the top. And you see, well, first hit, hung and let it dry, well, let it drip. And then the next case, squeeze and release, and then squeeze another 15 minutes, squeeze and hold. Now the capillary wicking effect is in the opposite direction, and you notice there's no drop. So it kind of gives you a feel that this is what's going on. And finally, there's wicking fabrics you can buy. And the bottom two curves, we wrapped the little tubes just for the heck of it with wicking material. This is the RMC with a rib basket without the wicking material, and with the wicking material wrapped around the little tubes, you can see it drops. So again, another indication of the whole thing being a wicking action to reduce the retained moisture content. So the conclusions are, I'm okay, yeah? RMC in a closed load after spin can be reduced substantially by using a rib basket. Theoretical models proposed to explain the effect of a rib washer basket on to retain moisture content and reducing RMC saves significant energy in the dryer. Now, DOE has formulas, Department of Energy has formulas for energy savings. It's given in quads. I don't know if you've heard that. A quad is, I think it's 300 billion kilowatt hours, or the whole world uses 500 quads of energy, but it's a big number. So this is the energy savings based on, you're able to do it. 7 million washers sold every year with a 13-year life. So it's a substantial energy savings when you think of quads. And then, here we are. What does this do for carbon? Using the same numbers, this is the carbon savings by using a rip basket. Of course, you have to assume you're going to sell 7 million washers. I mean, that's a big multiplier, and then 13 years. But anyway, it's what you go to. We went to DOE with this data, and they actually gave us, they funded up further research on it. So, but I had just retired then. So, but anyway, okay. And then the end, these are just some references that, these are the folks who had the capillary model and so forth, and then the DOE reference. So that's it. I guess I quit early, didn't I?
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Wow.
So we have some time for questions or comments. Yeah.
So what spin time do they give on typical washers?
Oh, well, we went over a range of times, but I think, well, you should ask your wife what it's. It is about eight minutes to 16 minutes is what, but probably 8 minutes would be a good number.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you wouldn't be so bored. They would like to have the spin time of the dryer kind of match with the wash time. You know, that'd be ideal. That'd be ideal because you don't like to stand and wait, especially if you've got a whole series of things working through. Yeah. And of course, now things have moved. They use stainless steel baskets a lot, which are a little harder to fabricate with ribs and stuff. But and of course, you can increase the spin time. Some of the modern washers have very high spin rates. Yeah, so they're taking and ribs still affect it, but not quite the large amount that you would get at a lower spin speed. But they're still. I notice a lot of the stainless steel baskets have little bumps. I don't know if they're doing it if they know what they're doing, but it's a way to, you know, the obvious way to get more water out. And it's a real energy saving, as you see. So,
question.
Yeah.
Thanks for the talk. It's really fun to see the work you did.
What's that?
Thank you for the talk.
Oh, sure.
The question I have is, you know, I'm a big guy, so when I take a shower, the towels get wet, right? And if I don't have a big towel, then that towel will sit there and hang and be wet by the next time I shower.
Yeah.
Are you telling me from this data that if I clamp the bottom of my towel,
you're going to get more water out of it? Yeah. There's going to be more
liquid.
Try it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I have not, well, I did it in the lab, but I haven't done it at home yet. I tell my wife I don't know how to do the washing. What? No, sometimes.
Ron?
So this isn't directly related to the efficiency, but I've noticed that when we got new washers in my complex, that during the spin cycle it was much quieter.
Really? Okay.
The previous washers, they were spinning, and they were vibrating.
Yeah.
And the new washers.
Now, are these horizontal?
Horizontal.
Yeah, I think it's a better. They horizontal use a lot less water, so there's a real energy saving part too.
So somehow, I don't know what they did to make
quieter
the balance better.
I maybe it's. You don't have as much of the unbalanced problem, maybe, I'm not sure, with a horizontal. I think you still have to worry about it, but it's not like a basket in the middle of the tub. Anyway. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Interesting talk, and I appreciate it. The thing that I'm wondering about is
What was the motivation for GE to pursue this line of research? It looks like it was mostly driven from the DOE regulators trying to get ENERGY STAR ratings better.
Yeah.
And not particularly for economic reasons.
No, they're out for money. By the way, I was going to say, waving my flag. The chief engineer said because they didn't have to retool the factory, it saved them $150 million. But I still got my 3% wage. Even though I saved them $150 million. That's what happens when you work for people.
Yeah.
That's your job. Tough. Anyway. Oh, I think I told you. I it was fun. First, early 2000, I used to see them in Lowe's and other places. You know, you get a feel for, I made an effect. You know? So that's kind of
sure.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question, Robert?
Sure.
In your time in GE, how much flexibility did you experience in pursuing what you feel like God's calling you to do that might not necessarily be profit driven, but if you have an idea that you think is God honoring, how much freedom can you pursue
that? If it fits with their businesses, it's not like Bill Labsworth where everybody's just off on their own. But if it fit with the business, you had to convince. By the way, you have to had to work to get your, after the first year or so, you had to work to get your own funding. So you would kind of advertise what you could do to the various businesses so that they would fund you. There's some general funding from the research center, but also, you had to get funded by a business component. So you try to advertise that I can do this for you, da 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 da. So a little like academia in that sense. You know, trying to get your own funding.
Yeah, I know we have students among us, so as you consider different career paths, maybe something to think about. All right, would you help me to thank Robert?